Balance keeps you busy, but focus makes you unstoppable. That's the truth. Nobody told you. For years, you've been told to find balance. Balance your job, balance your family, balance your health, balance your dreams. And what has it given you? Stress, frustration, a constant feeling that no matter how hard you try, you're not enough. Balance is a trap. It makes you feel safe, but it quietly steals your potential. What if instead of trying to balance everything, you chose focus? What if you directed your time, your energy, and your attention toward what truly matters? Focus doesn't drain you, it builds you. Focus doesn't leave you empty, it gives you pride and progress. This message will challenge how you see success and how you live your life. Stay with me, because once you understand the power of focus, you'll never look at balance the same way again. Chapter 1. Choose focus over balance and take full responsibility now. You don't need balance, you need focus. And the first decision is simple. Choose focus over balance and take full responsibility right now. I want you to think carefully about what I'm saying. Balance sounds attractive, doesn't it? It sounds safe, calm, fair, equal. But life doesn't reward balance. Life rewards focus. Balance spreads you thin. Focus sharpens you. Balance makes you juggle too many things at once. Focus gives you the strength to go all in where it matters. Now, responsibility is the key. The moment you say, "I take full responsibility," you stop waiting for things to change on their own. You stop blaming the economy, your boss, your family, your background. You start asking, "What can I do right now? What can I control?" Responsibility is heavy, yes. But it is also freedom. The day you accept responsibility is the day you stop being a victim of balance and become the master of focus. Think about your own life. How many times have you said, "I just need balance"? You wanted to balance work and rest, family and friends, health and money. But in chasing balance, you ended up giving only half of yourself to everything. You were at work but thinking about home. You were at home but worried about work. You were resting but felt guilty about not producing. You were working but felt guilty about not resting. Balance divided your energy into pieces. Focus unites it in one direction. Responsibility means deciding which direction deserves your energy right now. It means telling yourself the truth. I cannot give everything to everyone. I cannot be everywhere at once, but I can choose where I will give my full attention. That choice is where power begins. Responsibility is not about carrying the whole world on your shoulders. It is about carrying what you must with commitment and strength. Most people avoid responsibility because it feels like pressure. But avoiding responsibility is worse. It makes you weak, restless, and bitter. When you own responsibility, you own your life. When you blame balance, you give your power away. I'll tell you this, success doesn't come to the balanced person. Success comes to the focused person. The person who says, "This is my path. This is what I will give my all to." Whether it's your career, your business, your family, or your health. Whatever you decide, focus will demand responsibility. You must take ownership of the results. If you want to be fit, you take responsibility for what you eat and how you move. If you want financial freedom, you take responsibility for what you spend and how you earn. If you want a strong relationship, you take responsibility for your words and your actions. It always comes back to responsibility. Now, let's talk about the temptation of balance again. Balance whispers, "Don't work too hard, don't push too far, don't risk too much." But listen carefully, that whisper is keeping you safe, but it's also keeping you stuck. Focus doesn't whisper. Focus says, "Decide, commit, own it, take responsibility for where you are and where you're going." and that is what creates growth. Responsibility also gives you clarity. When you take responsibility, you can no longer hide behind excuses. You can no longer say, "I didn't have time." No, you admit, "I didn't make the time." That honesty hurts at first, but it heals you. It forces you to face reality. And reality is the only place where progress happens. Here's something powerful. Balance asks, "How do I do everything?" Focus asks, "What do I need to do now?" See the difference? Balance spreads your attention everywhere. Focus concentrates it here, in this moment, on this responsibility. You know what responsibility sounds like? It sounds like waking up in the morning and saying, "If I want to be healthier, I will prepare my own meals today." It sounds like saying, "If I want more income, I will develop new skills today." It sounds like, "If I want peace in my home, I will control my anger today." That's not balance, that's focus. And it begins with responsibility. Now, many people say, "But I want it all. I want balance." And I understand that. But the truth is, trying to have it all at once is the fastest way to have nothing. You cannot plant 10 seeds in 10 different fields and expect one rich harvest. You plant in one field, you nurture it, you take responsibility for it, and then it grows. That's how life works. Responsibility also requires sacrifice. When you choose focus, you give up something else. That's the price. You cannot focus without letting go. If you want to focus on your health, maybe you sacrifice late-night television. If you want to focus on your career, maybe you sacrifice some free time. If you want to focus on your family, maybe you sacrifice extra hours at the office. The sacrifice is the evidence of your focus. Without sacrifice, your focus is just talk. But here's the good news. The sacrifice is temporary. The reward is lasting. When you take full responsibility and give focus to something important, you build results that stay with you. You build skills. You build habits. You build strength. And those rewards outlive the sacrifice. Now think about the psychology of responsibility. Why do people resist it? Because responsibility means if things go wrong, it's your fault. But here's the truth. If it's your fault, then it's also your opportunity to fix it. If you caused it, you can change it. That's empowering. If everything is someone else's fault, then you are powerless. You're stuck, waiting for them to change. Responsibility gives you the wheel. Balance leaves you in the passenger seat. And here's another truth. Focus feels hard in the beginning, but balance feels empty in the end. Focus demands energy. It demands attention. It demands sacrifice. But it gives meaning, results, and fulfillment. Balance makes you comfortable for a while, but leaves you with regrets. You'll look back and say, "I could have done more. I could have been more. I could have focused." Responsibility saves you from that regret. So what do you do now? First, decide where your focus should go. Don't try to focus on everything. That's impossible. Choose one or two priorities that matter most to your future. Second, take full responsibility for those areas. No excuses, no blame, no balance talk. Just ownership. Third, act daily. Small, consistent steps of focus. Fourth, review your progress. If you fall short, take responsibility again and adjust. Focus is not about perfection. It's about responsibility. It's about saying, "I may not get it right every time, but I will own it every time." That ownership makes you stronger. That ownership builds character. That ownership builds results. And one more thing. Don't wait. Too many people say, "I'll start focusing tomorrow. I'll take responsibility next week." But tomorrow is not promised. Balance will steal your today and leave you with nothing tomorrow. Focus says, "Do it now." Responsibility says, "Start today." The moment you accept responsibility, you are free to change. Imagine how your life would change if you truly lived this way. Imagine waking up every day, knowing you are focused on what matters, knowing you are responsible for your results. Imagine the confidence, the energy, the sense of control. That's what happens when you choose focus over balance and take responsibility now. So today, make the choice. Say no to balance. Say yes to focus. Say yes to responsibility. Own your decisions. Own your results. Own your future. Balance won't get you there. Focus will. And responsibility is the first step. Because at the end of the day, you will either look back on a life of excuses or a life of results. You will either say, I tried to keep everything in balance, or you will say, I focused and I built something real. The choice is yours, and the time to choose is now. Chapter 2. Stop chasing balance because it only weakens your drive. People talk about balance as if it is the secret to happiness, but balance often becomes an excuse to avoid commitment. When you chase balance, you convince yourself that you should spread your attention equally across everything, but the truth is, nothing grows when you give it half your energy. The dream you carry inside you does not need balance, it needs your full drive. Balance sounds like harmony, but in practice it leaves you tired, unfocused, and restless. Think about the times you tried to give equal energy to everything at once. You tried to manage your career, your health, your relationships, your learning, and your goals all at the same level. At the end of the day, you felt stretched thin. You didn't move the needle on anything important. You didn't feel proud. You just felt busy. That is what balance does. It steals your drive by dividing it into small pieces. Drive is power. Drive is energy. Drive is the fire that gets you out of bed with purpose. Drive is what carries you through challenges. But drive needs focus. If you pour water on a fire, the flames weaken. Balance is like that water. It cools down the heat that could have created results. When you try to keep everything equal, you lower the intensity that greatness requires. You weaken your ability to push through resistance. You weaken your will to win. Examine those who have achieved something meaningful. They did not chase balance, they chased focus. The athlete training for a championship didn't ask for balance. The entrepreneur building a business didn't ask for balance. The student mastering a skill didn't ask for balance. They asked, "What matters most right now, and how can I give it everything?" Their drive was strong because their focus was clear. Balance tells you to slow down, to play safe, to avoid extremes. But drive is not born in moderation. Drive is born when you give yourself fully to a mission. Drive grows when you push past comfort. Drive comes alive when you decide, "This is the thing I will give my time, my energy, and my heart to." If you water down your efforts, you water down your drive. Some people confuse balance with peace. They say, "I want balance because I want peace." But peace does not come from balance. Peace comes from knowing you are moving forward. Peace comes from seeing progress in what matters most. Balance will not give you that peace, because balance keeps you in the middle. Drive, on the other hand, gives you peace through progress. Progress is what settles your mind at night. Balance also feeds procrastination. When you tell yourself you are balancing, you feel justified in delaying. You say, "I'll get to it later because I need balance right now." Later becomes tomorrow. Tomorrow becomes next week. Next week becomes next year. Before you know it, the opportunity is gone. Balance has stolen it from you. Drive doesn't wait. Drive says, "Now is the time. Now is my chance. Now is where I prove myself." Another danger of balance is that it lowers your standards. When you try to balance everything, you accept being average at most things instead of being excellent at something. You say, I'll do a little here and a little there. That attitude produces mediocrity. Excellence requires imbalance. Excellence requires you to lean into one thing with energy and discipline. Drive makes you excellent because it refuses to spread itself too thin. I know balance feels safe. It feels like you are protecting yourself from burning out. But real burnout doesn't come from working hard on something you love. Real burnout comes from working endlessly on things that don't matter. Balance tricks you into spending energy on everything equally, even the unimportant. That is exhausting. Focus and drive, on the other hand, bring you energy because they give your life meaning. You may work hard, but you feel alive because you are chasing what matters. Look at your own habits. Where have you been chasing balance? Have you been splitting your time between too many goals? Have you been dividing your energy between too many people's expectations? Have you been trying to give everything equal importance? If you have, you already know the cost. Your drive feels weaker. Your passion feels dimmer. You are busy but not fulfilled. That is the cost of chasing balance. Drive needs clarity. To strengthen your drive, you must choose. You must decide what matters more than everything else right now. When you make that decision, your drive grows stronger. When you hesitate, when you try to keep everything balanced, your drive fades. That is why balance is dangerous. It kills decision. It makes you hesitate. It makes you spread yourself out. And in hesitation, drive withers. Some people will tell you that balance is noble. They will praise you for trying to keep everything equal. But at the end of the day, no one will clap for your balance. They will respect your results. They will admire your commitment. They will be inspired by your drive. Balance will not inspire anyone. Focused drive will. You must be willing to feel unbalanced. You must be willing to put more energy into one area while others wait. That is not failure. That is strategy. If your goal is to build a strong career, then give it your drive now. If your goal is to repair a relationship, then give it your drive now. If your goal is to take care of your health, then give it your drive now. Whatever you choose, give it more than balance. Give it your drive. Drive also requires discipline. Discipline is the fuel that keeps your drive alive when excitement fades. Balance makes you undisciplined because it keeps you switching. You say, "I'll do this for a little while," then switch to that. You never build momentum. Drive says, "Stay, work, commit, keep going." That consistency strengthens your drive. When you stop chasing balance, you stop apologizing for caring deeply about something. You stop saying, "I know I should balance." Instead, you say, "This is what matters to me. This is what I will give myself to." That honesty is powerful. People will see your conviction. They may not understand your lack of balance, but they will respect your focus. There will always be critics who say, "You're too focused. You're too driven." They will say you are unbalanced. Smile at them. Remember that balance is what keeps people ordinary. Drive is what makes people extraordinary. The same critics who call you unbalanced will later call you successful. They will later ask you how you did it. They will later wish they had your drive. Balance makes you comfortable. Drive makes you grow. Comfort feels good for a while, but growth feels better for a lifetime. Growth gives you pride. Growth gives you strength. Growth builds your future. If balance is comfort, then drive is destiny. And destiny demands you choose focus over balance. Right now, ask yourself, where has balance been holding me back? Where has balance been weakening my drive? Where have I been spreading myself too thin instead of giving my full attention? Be honest. That honesty is the first step. Then make a new decision. Say, "I will stop chasing balance. I will choose focus. I will choose drive." Remember, Your drive is fragile when it is divided, but your drive is unstoppable when it is concentrated. Balance divides, focus multiplies, balance weakens, drive strengthens. Choose the path that makes you stronger. Choose the path that gives you meaning. Stop chasing balance. Chase focus. Chase drive. At the end of your life, you will not wish you had balanced more. You will wish you had focused more. You will wish you had given yourself fully to something that mattered. You will wish you had lived with drive. Balance cannot give you that satisfaction. Focused drive can, and that is why you must stop chasing balance right now. Because balance is not the answer. Drive island, focus island, responsibility island, strength island. Choose those things, and your life will not be balanced. It will be meaningful, powerful, and unforgettable.
Chapter 3. Direct all your energy toward one meaningful pursuit only. This is one of the hardest but most liberating decisions a person can make. Life offers us countless options, endless possibilities, and constant distractions. You could chase 10 different goals at once, and each of them might look important. But the truth is, when your energy is scattered, your results are weak. When your energy is concentrated, your results are powerful. One meaningful pursuit gives your life direction, identity, and strength. Many small pursuits give you confusion, stress, and shallow satisfaction. People often hesitate to commit to one pursuit because they fear missing out. They say, "What if I choose the wrong thing? What if I give too much to one area and neglect the others?" That fear is natural, but it is also the enemy of progress. You cannot create extraordinary results without first choosing, and you cannot choose everything. You must decide. The human mind and body were not designed to excel at 20 different things simultaneously. They were designed to give extraordinary output when pointed in one direction. Imagine what happens when you take a magnifying glass under the sun. Without focus, the sun warms everything a little bit. With focus, it burns. The same sun, the same power, but directed energy creates a fire. That's the principle of one pursuit. Your energy becomes stronger, more intense, and more productive when you pour it into a single mission. One pursuit brings clarity. You wake up every day knowing what matters. You know what to work on, what to avoid, and where to spend your time. People who try to do too much live in confusion. They jump from task to task, from idea to idea, from project to project, never completing, never building momentum. They feel busy, but they never feel fulfilled. One pursuit frees you from that cycle. Directing all your energy does not mean you ignore the rest of life. It means you prioritize. It means you prioritize. It means you recognize that everything cannot be equal. Your one pursuit becomes the anchor, the central mission that organizes everything else. If your pursuit is building a business, you may still take care of your health and relationships, but they serve your larger mission. If your pursuit is strengthening your health, you may still care about career and learning, but they align around your health goal. Your pursuit gives order to your life. Without it, you live in disorder. Now think about the psychology of this. The human brain loves clarity. It hates indecision. When you don't know what to focus on, your mind is restless. You feel scattered, anxious, distracted. When you choose one pursuit, your mind relaxes. It knows where to go. It knows what matters. You feel lighter, stronger, calmer. That calmness gives you confidence, and confidence strengthens your drive. You may ask, "How do I know which pursuit is the right one?" The answer is not about perfection. It's about meaning. Choose the pursuit that matters most to you. The one that, if you succeed, will bring you pride and fulfillment. It may be building financial independence. It may be raising a family. It may be creating art. It may be mastering a skill. The pursuit must be meaningful to you, not just to others. If you chase something only to impress the world, you'll quit when it gets tough. If you chase something because it matters deeply to you, you'll push through. Meaning gives endurance. Directing all your energy requires discipline. It means saying no to things that are interesting, but not important. It means turning down opportunities that don't align with your pursuit. It means resisting the temptation to spread yourself thin. Discipline is not punishment. Discipline is protection. It protects your energy from being wasted on distractions. When you direct your energy to one pursuit, progress compounds. Every action builds on the last. Every day adds strength to the next. Instead of restarting new projects over and over, you build momentum in one direction. That momentum creates breakthroughs. Breakthroughs don't come from balance. They come from consistent, concentrated effort. Think of how satisfying it feels to finish something, to complete a goal, to achieve mastery. That satisfaction comes only when you stick to one path long enough to see results. Starting new things gives you short bursts of excitement, but it doesn't give you fulfillment. Fulfillment comes from completion. And completion requires focus on one pursuit. Some people believe they can multitask their way to success. They believe they can divide their energy and still excel. But multitasking is a myth. Science proves that when you switch tasks, you lose efficiency. You waste energy every time you shift focus. One pursuit eliminates that waste. It keeps you on track, building strength instead of losing it. One pursuit also builds identity. When people see you, they know what you stand for, they know what you are about, they know what your life represents. If you chase balance and try to be everything, you confuse yourself and everyone else. But if you commit to one pursuit, you create a clear identity. That identity builds trust, influence, and legacy. Don't be afraid of sacrifice. Choosing one pursuit means giving up others. At least for now. But that sacrifice is temporary. Once you achieve significant results in one area, you can expand. But if you try to expand too soon, you never achieve depth anywhere. Sacrifice is the investment that makes your pursuit possible. Without it, you stay average. Now consider the emotional strength that comes from one pursuit. You feel driven because you know exactly why you are working. You feel purposeful because every action connects to something bigger. You feel alive because you are not wasting time. This emotional strength is priceless. It keeps you going when things are hard. It gives you meaning on the tough days. Without meaning, discipline fades. With meaning, discipline becomes natural. One pursuit also teaches resilience. Challenges will come. Obstacles will appear. And failures will test you. But because you have directed all your energy into something meaningful, you don't quit. You adapt, you learn, you keep going. Balance makes it easy to quit. When one thing gets tough, you escape to another. One pursuit doesn't let you escape. It forces you to face challenges, and by facing them, you grow stronger. People will not always understand your decision to focus on one pursuit. They may say you are too narrow, too obsessed, too extreme. They will tell you to lighten up, to balance more. But remember, the ones who achieve greatness are always the ones who went deep, not wide. They cared more, worked harder, sacrificed longer. Their one pursuit shaped their destiny. At the end of your life, you will not be remembered for balancing everything equally. You will be remembered for the one thing you gave yourself to. You will be remembered for the impact that came from your pursuit. That pursuit will define your legacy. So take time today to decide, what is your one pursuit? What is the thing that, if you give it your energy, will bring meaning to your life? Once you decide, commit. Direct all your energy there. Protect your energy from being divided. Pour yourself into it. Build momentum. Build mastery. Build fulfillment. You will discover something powerful. When you focus on one pursuit, other areas of your life often improve too. Because you are clearer, more disciplined, and more confident, you bring better energy to everything else. Your health improves because you are less stressed. Your relationships improve because you are more present. Your finances improve because you are more consistent. One pursuit strengthens the whole. But none of this happens without the courage to choose. And courage is what most people lack. They stay in the safe middle ground, chasing balance, avoiding commitment, protecting themselves from failure, but also from success. Don't let fear keep you there. Decide on your pursuit. Commit to it. Direct all your energy to it. That is where your drive, your fulfillment, and your destiny will be found. In the end, balance may keep you comfortable, but one pursuit will make you unforgettable. Stop scattering your energy. Stop delaying your decision. Stop weakening your potential. Choose one pursuit that matters deeply to you, and direct all your energy toward it. That is where real growth begins. That is where achievement is born. That is where your life takes on meaning. And that is why one pursuit is worth everything.
Chapter 4. Accept that balance is comfort, while focus is growth. Comfort feels good in the moment, but it keeps you standing still. Growth is rarely comfortable, but it moves you forward and changes your life. People chase balance because balance offers relief. It makes life seem smoother, calmer, and less demanding. But when you look back at your life, you will not measure it by how balanced you felt. You will measure it by how much you grew, how much you achieved, and how far you pushed yourself beyond what was easy. Balance is the state where you avoid extremes. You try to do a little of everything and keep everything level. It's a life without risk, without strain, without deep commitment. Focus is the opposite. Focus forces you to stretch, to sacrifice, to go beyond your current limits. Balance says, slow down, stay safe. Focus says, lean in, work harder, grow stronger. If you want comfort, balance is enough. If you want growth, focus is the only way. Think about how comfort shows up in everyday life. Comfort makes you hit the snooze button instead of waking up early to train. Comfort makes you scroll endlessly on your phone instead of finishing that project. Comfort makes you choose what feels good now instead of what will make you proud later. Comfort is balance in disguise. It tells you, don't push too hard, don't go too far, keep everything equal. But keeping things equal keeps you ordinary. Growth requires inequality. Growth requires putting more energy into what matters most and less energy into what holds you back. Every breakthrough you admire in others came from focus, not balance. The artist who created a masterpiece wasn't balanced, they were focused. The leader who changed their community wasn't balanced, they were focused. The athlete who reached the top of their sport wasn't balanced, they were focused. Comfort would have kept them average, focus pushed them into growth. Growth never comes in the comfort zone. Growth comes when you sweat, when you struggle, when you feel pressure. Growth comes when you take on more responsibility than you think you can handle, and then rise to meet it. Balance avoids that pressure. Balance avoids the struggle. Balance keeps you comfortable, but it also keeps you stuck at the same level. Focus embraces discomfort because discomfort signals that you are stretching, and stretching is the first sign of growth. There is a deep psychology behind this. The human brain craves safety. It wants balance because balance feels secure. But the same brain also craves progress. It feels alive when it overcomes obstacles, when it learns something new, when it reaches the next level. The tension between comfort and growth is the core struggle of life. If you let your brain chase safety, you live balanced but unfulfilled. If you train your brain to choose growth, you live focused and proud. Look at children. They don't grow by staying comfortable. they grow by falling, failing, trying again, and pushing their limits. A child learning to walk doesn't look for balance. They fall, they stumble, they focus on taking the next step. That focus builds their strength, their coordination, their growth. Adults forget this. They start chasing balance because balance feels easier than falling again. But falling is growth. Struggle is growth. Balance also gives you the illusion of progress. You feel like you are doing something because you are busy managing everything. You fill your schedule with equal parts of work, play and rest, and you call it balance. But being busy is not the same as growing. Balance often turns into busyness without progress. Focus strips away the illusion. It forces you to confront what actually matters and to give it your energy. Think of the times in your life when you grew the most. Maybe it was when you studied intensely for an exam. Maybe it was when you worked late nights to build a skill. Maybe it was when you committed fully to a relationship or a project. Those moments didn't feel balanced. They felt hard. They required more of you than you thought you had. But when you came out the other side, you were stronger, you were wiser, you were better. That is growth. Comfort feels safe because it demands nothing extra from you. Growth feels demanding because it asks for more than you've given before. But what comfort offers in the short term, it takes away in the long term. You stay the same, you remain untested. You lose the pride of progress. Growth, on the other hand, costs you in the short term, your energy, your time, your comfort, but it rewards you for a lifetime. It rewards you with skills, strength, resilience, and results. Balance is popular because it doesn't scare people. When you tell someone to balance their life, they nod in agreement because it feels manageable. But when you tell someone to focus, to give more, to sacrifice, to go all in, it makes them nervous. It confronts them with the reality that growth is uncomfortable, and many people would rather feel safe than grow. But safe never built greatness. If you want growth, you must be willing to accept discomfort as part of the process. You must be willing to feel unbalanced for a season while you focus on something that matters. If you want to build your career, there will be times when you spend extra hours learning and working while others are relaxing. If you want to improve your health, there will be times when you skip the easy option and push through hard training. If you want to create something meaningful, there will be times when you give up entertainment and pour your energy into your craft. These moments don't feel balanced, but they lead to growth. Focus is not forever imbalance. Focus is purposeful imbalance for the sake of progress. Once you grow in one area, you gain new strength that benefits every area of your life. The confidence you build in your work spills over into your relationships. The health you build in your body fuels your career. The discipline you build in your personal growth strengthens your future. Focus creates growth, and growth creates a better life. Balance cannot do that, so the choice is clear. Comfort or growth? Balance or focus? If you choose comfort, you choose balance, and your life will stay safe, but stagnant. If you choose growth, you choose focus, and your life will be harder, but richer. And here's the truth, when you look back years from now, you will not regret being uncomfortable. You will regret staying the same. You will regret choosing balance when you had the chance to grow. Ask yourself today, where have I been chasing balance instead of growth? Where have I chosen comfort instead of focus? Where have I avoided the stretch, the pressure, the discomfort that could have made me stronger? Be honest with yourself and then decide, from this moment forward, I will accept that balance is comfort and focus is growth. I will choose growth, even when it is uncomfortable. I will choose focus, even when it is demanding, because comfort may make today easier, but growth makes tomorrow better. Comfort may give you peace tonight, but growth gives you pride for a lifetime. Balance may keep you safe, but focus will make you strong. Choose the path of growth. Choose the path of focus, and watch your life transform. Chapter 5. Trade scattered effort for sharp attention on real priorities. Trade scattered effort for sharp attention on real priorities. This is the shift that separates a life of exhaustion from a life of progress. Most people spread themselves too thin, giving small pieces of energy to everything and never enough to what actually counts. They start many tasks but rarely finish them. They attend to things that look urgent but ignore the things that are truly important. At the end of the day, they feel drained, but not fulfilled. Scattered effort robs you of results. Sharp attention creates them. When your effort is scattered, you confuse activity with progress. You move a little here, a little there, but nothing significant changes. You fill your time, but you don't build your future. This is why so many people work hard yet feel stuck. They are not lazy. They are not unwilling. They are simply unfocused. They are chasing too many things at once. Energy is limited, and if you divide it endlessly, you weaken yourself. Sharp attention, on the other hand, is power. When you direct your mind toward one real priority, you cut through noise. You know where to place your energy. You finish instead of starting over and over again. You build momentum instead of losing it. Every hour feels purposeful because you are moving something meaningful forward. That is the strength of attention that is sharp and disciplined. To make this shift, you must first recognize the difference between what seems urgent and what is truly a priority. Urgent things scream for your attention. They ring, buzz, flash, and push themselves in front of you. But urgent is not always important. Real priorities often whisper. They do not demand your time. They wait for you to choose them. Your health will not send you a text message. Your growth will not call you on the phone. Your dream will not knock on your door. You must decide to give them sharp attention, even when they don't demand it. Scattered effort is easy, because it lets you avoid hard choices. You get to say yes to everything. You get to dabble. You get to feel busy without ever committing. But that is the path to mediocrity. Sharp attention is harder because it forces you to say no. It forces you to admit, I cannot do everything. I will do what matters most. That honesty is painful at first, but it is also freeing. You no longer waste time on what doesn't count. You no longer drain yourself with endless activity. You put your strength where it produces growth. Look at people who accomplish great things. They are not the ones running in 100 directions. They are the ones who choose a few priorities and devote themselves fully. They understand that scattered effort feels like movement, but leads to nowhere. They choose to concentrate instead of scatter. That choice creates mastery, influence, and success. Trading scattered effort for sharp attention also changes how you feel. Scattered effort leaves you anxious. You're always behind, always catching up, always tired. Sharp attention leaves you calm. You know what matters, you know what to do, and you know why you are doing it. That calmness brings confidence, and that confidence fuels more focus. Ask yourself right now, where is my effort scattered? Where am I giving too much time to things that don't matter? Where am I distracted by noise, while my real priorities wait? Be honest, because scattered effort often hides behind good intentions. You tell yourself, I'm helping, I'm keeping busy, I'm staying balanced, but deep down, you know you are avoiding your real priorities. You know you are choosing the easy many, instead of the vital few. Your priorities are the areas that will define your future. They are not endless. They are few. It may be your health, your relationships, your career, your growth. It may be a mission you believe in, a skill you need to master, or a goal you want to achieve. These are the things that deserve your sharp attention, Everything else can wait. Everything else can wait. Everything else can be less. Trading scattered effort for sharp attention also means managing your time with intention. Time is not unlimited. Every hour you give to distractions is an hour stolen from your priorities. If you don't choose your focus, the world will choose for you. The notifications, the requests, the demands, they will scatter you if you let them. You must guard your time fiercely. Protect it for your real priority. Say no to what does not serve them. Sharp attention is not about working longer. It is about working deeper. One focused hour on your priority is worth more than 10 scattered hours across meaningless tasks. Depth creates progress. Shallow effort creates stress. Choose depth. Choose sharp attention. This principle also applies to relationships. Scattered effort means you give pieces of yourself to everyone but never your full presence to anyone. Sharp attention means you are truly with the people who matter. You listen, you connect, you give them the best of you. Relationships thrive on sharp attention. They wither on scattered effort. It applies to health. Scattered effort looks like dieting for a week, then quitting. Exercising for a few days, then stopping. Sharp attention means committing to consistent action. Small but steady. Directed toward real health. That consistency compounds into strength. It applies to learning. Scattered effort looks like starting 10 courses and finishing none. Sharp attention looks like choosing one skill and mastering it fully. Mastery comes from concentration, not from dabbling. Scattered effort feels safe because you avoid putting too much into one thing. If one thing fails, you can say it wasn't that important, but this safety is a trap. It keeps you shallow. Sharp attention feels risky because it asks you to care deeply, to commit fully, to give everything. But that risk is where growth lives. Only when you give sharp attention to priorities do you unlock your full potential. Every day you have a choice, scatter or sharpen. You can scatter your effort into countless small tasks, or you can sharpen your attention on what matters most. One choice leaves you tired and empty. The other leaves you strong and fulfilled. Which life do you want? You cannot get sharp attention by accident. You must build it with discipline. You must decide each day. These are my priorities. This is where my energy goes. You must remove distractions, silence noise, and protect your focus. This is not easy, but it is worth it, because at the end of the day, effort without direction is wasted. Effort with sharp attention builds a future. Imagine your life 1 year from now if you made this shift. Imagine trading scattered effort for sharp attention every day. Imagine the projects you would finish, the skills you would master, the strength you would build. Imagine the pride you would feel, knowing you gave your best to what truly mattered. That future is possible. It begins with a choice. So choose today. Stop scattering your energy. Stop wasting yourself on noise. Trade scattered effort for sharp attention. Identify your real priorities and give them everything. Because your life will not be measured by how busy you were. It will be measured by how much you accomplished in the areas that mattered most. Scattered effort will not get you there. Sharp attention.
Chapter 6. Eliminate the myth of balance that keeps you average. Eliminate the myth of balance that keeps you average. Balance is sold to us as the secret to a happy life. You hear it in conversations, in books, in speeches. Find balance, they say, as if balance is the magic answer to success. But balance is often a mask for mediocrity. Balance tells you to give everything equal weight, to avoid leaning too much in any one direction, to stay in the middle where it feels safe. The problem is that the middle never produces greatness. The middle never pushes you to your limits.
The middle never transforms your life. Balance keeps you average because it convinces you that spreading your energy evenly is wiser than committing deeply. When you try to balance everything, you deny yourself the chance to go all in on what matters. You never dig deep, you never build mastery. You never see how far you can go. You do a little here, a little there, and you convince yourself you're being responsible. But deep down you know you're just avoiding commitment. Balance feels responsible, but in reality it dilutes your potential. Average is safe. Average is comfortable. Average is where most people live, not because they lack talent, but because they cling to balance. They think they can have it all if they just divide their time and energy fairly. But you can't have it all, not at once. You must choose. You must prioritize. You must pour more into what matters most. Balance rejects that truth. Balance tells you to stay equal, and equal keeps you stuck. Look at anyone who has done something remarkable. They did not live balanced lives. They lived focused lives. They sacrificed balance for impact. They said no to distractions, no to balance, and yes to intensity. Their friends may have thought they were extreme. Society may have called them unbalanced, but their results spoke louder than opinions. They achieved because they focused. They grew because they leaned in. They created because they abandoned balance. The myth of balance whispers to you that you can be extraordinary without sacrifice, that you can succeed without focus, that you can grow without discomfort. But that's a lie. Nothing worthwhile comes without concentrated effort. You cannot water down your energy and expect a strong harvest. You must be willing to give more in one place. Balance refuses that. Balance lowers the bar. Balance tells you to just keep everything steady. And steady is another word for average. Think about your own life. How often have you said, "I need more balance"? Did you really need balance? Or did you need clarity? Did you really need balance, or did you need courage to commit to one direction? Often balance is not the solution, but the excuse. We use balance to justify not pushing ourselves. We say, "I want balance," but what we really mean is, "I don't want to struggle. I don't want to sacrifice. I don't want to give more than I'm comfortable with." Balance becomes the excuse that keeps us average. Average is not about lack of ability. Average is about lack of commitment. Average is the natural outcome of a balanced approach. If you give equal effort to everything, you get average results in everything. You never rise above because you never allow yourself to go deep enough. Focus lifts you above average because it magnifies your effort. Balance keeps you average because it cancels out your effort. We live in a world that rewards the focused, not the balanced. Employers don't reward the employee who balances everything. They reward the one who delivers results. The market doesn't buy from the company that balances every idea. It buys from the company that focuses on delivering one thing better than anyone else. The world doesn't remember the person who balanced their time. It remembers the person who gave themselves fully to a mission. Balance is forgettable. Focus is unforgettable. The myth of balance also drains your passion. Passion thrives in focus. When you give yourself fully to something, your energy grows, your excitement grows, your commitment grows. But when you divide your attention, passion fades. You feel lukewarm about everything, because you never give yourself permission to feel deeply about one thing. Balance kills passion. And without passion, you settle for average. Ask yourself honestly, where has balance been holding me back? Where have I chosen balance instead of focus? Where have I told myself that balance was wise when in reality it was just easy? If you are not where you want to be, balance may be the reason. You've been spreading instead of sharpening. You've been dividing instead of concentrating. You've been living in the middle instead of reaching higher. The truth is, balance is not the problem. Believing in balance is the problem. Believing that balance will bring you success keeps you stuck. Believing that balance is the goal keeps you small. The people who rise above are the ones who eliminate this myth. They accept that balance is not the answer. They replace balance with focus. They trade balance for intensity. They reject average for growth. Now imagine if you eliminated this myth from your life. Imagine if you stopped saying I need balance and started saying I need focus. Imagine the difference in your results, your energy, your growth. Instead of being average at many things, you would become excellent at one. Instead of being busy, you would be effective. Instead of being stuck, you would be moving forward. That shift would change everything. The myth of balance is comforting, because it tells you that you can avoid the hard work of prioritizing. But if you want more than average, you must destroy this myth. You must see balance for what it really is. A strategy for staying safe, not a strategy for achieving greatness. You must be willing to feel unbalanced in the short term, to grow in the long term. That is the price of growth. That is the price of focus. Average is crowded. Many people live there because balance keeps them there. If you want to stand out, you must leave balance behind. You must stop trying to keep everything equal and start giving more to what matters. That is where growth begins. That is where excellence is born. That is where meaning is found. So stop chasing the myth. Stop believing that balance will give you a better life. Start believing in focus. Start believing in growth. Start believing in the power of going all in. Because balance will keep you average, but focus will make you great. And greatness is worth the discomfort. Greatness is worth the sacrifice. Greatness is worth more than balance could ever give.
Chapter 7. Build unshakable confidence by living with ruthless focus daily. Confidence is not something you are born with. It is something you build through action, through discipline, and through consistency. Confidence doesn't come from hoping or wishing. It comes from proving to yourself, day after day, that you can do what you said you would do. And the only way to build that kind of confidence is by living with ruthless focus, not once in a while, but every single day. Most people struggle with confidence because their lives are filled with broken promises to themselves. They say they will start, but they quit. They say they will change, but they slip back into old habits. They say they will work on their goals, but they allow distractions to take over. Every time you break a promise to yourself, you weaken your confidence. Your mind begins to doubt your own words. Your trust in yourself erodes. The opposite is also true. Every time you follow through, every time you focus and finish, you strengthen your confidence. You start to believe your own words. You begin to trust yourself. Ruthless focus is the discipline to say, this is what matters today, and nothing else gets my attention until it is done. It means cutting through excuses. It means pushing past temptation. It means proving to yourself that your priorities come first. When you live this way daily, your confidence becomes unshakable because you know you can rely on yourself. You stop questioning whether you have what it takes. You know you do, because you show yourself every day. Confidence is not arrogance. Confidence is quiet strength. It's the calm that comes from preparation, from discipline, from focus. People think confidence comes from looks, from personality, or from talent. Those things may give you a spark of confidence, but they won't last. True confidence lasts because it is built on habits of focus. When you focus every day, you build competence. Competence creates confidence. Focus builds confidence because it eliminates chaos. When your attention is scattered, you feel overwhelmed. Overwhelm leads to hesitation. Hesitation creates self-doubt. But when your attention is sharp, you feel in control. You know what to do. You know how to do it. And each step forward strengthens your sense of capability. Confidence grows in clarity,
and clarity comes from focus. Ruthless focus means you do not allow yourself to be pulled in every direction. You learn to say no. You learn to guard your time. You learn to cut off what doesn't serve your priorities. At first, this discipline feels harsh, but over time you realize it gives you power. Power to direct your life. Power to decide what matters. Power to grow in the direction you choose. Confidence grows when you know you are in charge of your time and your actions. Living this way requires honesty. You cannot build confidence if you lie to yourself. If you say you will focus but you don't, your confidence weakens. If you say you will commit but you let distractions win, your confidence drops. But if you are honest, if you admit when you slip, if you recommit quickly, if you keep practicing focus, you build real confidence. Confidence built on honesty is unshakable because it is not fragile. It does not depend on pretending. It depends on daily proof. Many people wait for confidence before they act. They say, "When I feel more confident, I'll try." But confidence doesn't come first. Focus comes first. You must act before you feel ready. You must focus before you feel strong. The action of focusing creates the feeling of confidence. If you wait, you will never move. If you move, confidence will grow. Daily focus also builds resilience. Each day you practice focus, you face resistance. Resistance might come as distractions, as tiredness, as temptation, as fear. But each time you push through, you grow tougher. That toughness becomes confidence. You learn that you can handle discomfort. You learn that you can overcome obstacles. You learn that you can do what others avoid. Confidence is knowing that no matter what comes, you can endure. That comes only from focus in action. Confidence grows in small wins. When you focus daily, you collect victories. They may not be huge, but they are proof. Proof that you can start. Proof that you can finish. Proof that you can commit. Over time, these small wins add up. They stack into undeniable evidence. And when doubt creeps in, you can point to your own history and say, "I have done this before, I can do it again." That is unshakable confidence. Notice the word ruthless. Ruthless means uncompromising. It means you stop negotiating with distractions. It means you stop giving in to excuses. It means you stop softening your focus with half efforts. To build unshakable confidence, you must be ruthless about what you allow in your life. You must protect your focus like it is your most valuable possession, because it is. Without focus, you cannot grow. Without growth, you cannot build confidence. Confidence is also contagious. When you live with focus, others notice. They see your consistency. They see your discipline. They see your results. And their respect reinforces your belief in yourself. But you must be careful. Confidence built on other people's praise is weak. Confidence built on your own discipline is strong. Focus daily not for their approval, but for your own integrity. That is what lasts. If you want unshakable confidence, stop looking for shortcuts. Stop looking for tricks. Stop waiting for motivation. Focus daily. Do the hard work. Keep your promises. That's the formula. It's not glamorous, but it works. Over time, you transform into someone who does not waver, someone who does not doubt, someone who knows their own strength. That transformation is priceless. Think of the times you felt most confident in your life. Maybe it was after months of training for an event. Maybe it was after finishing a big project. Maybe it was after sticking to a commitment. What did those moments have in common? They were built on focus. They were built on consistency. They were built on action, not on balance, not on wishing, not on waiting. That's the truth about confidence. Every day you are either building or breaking your confidence. Every distraction you give in to chips away at it. Every excuse you accept weakens it. Every focus session you complete strengthens it. Every commitment you keep builds it. It's not about one big moment. It's about the accumulation of small focused days. Live with ruthless focus today, and tomorrow your confidence will be stronger. Live with ruthless focus tomorrow, and the day after it will be stronger still. Over time it becomes unshakable. So ask yourself, what would my life look like if I lived with ruthless focus every day for the next year? Imagine the projects you would complete. Imagine the skills you would master. Imagine the confidence you would carry. Imagine how differently you would walk, speak, and decide. That future is not far away. It is built one focused day at a time. Decide now. No more scattered effort. No more excuses. No more waiting. Build your confidence through action. Focus daily. Focus with intensity. Focus with commitment. Focus with honesty. Be ruthless with your attention. Be ruthless with your priorities. And watch your confidence grow into something that cannot be shaken by failure, by fear, or by doubt. Confidence is not found. Confidence is built. And the tool that builds it is ruthless daily focus. Choose that, practice that, live that, and you will never question your strength again.
Chapter 8. Reject balance and embrace the discomfort of deep work. The world today is filled with distractions designed to steal your attention. Balance tells you it's fine to give a little here, a little there, and to keep everything light and manageable. But nothing extraordinary is ever built in the light and easy space. Growth, progress, and mastery come from deep work, the kind that stretches your mind, demands your full attention, and forces you to stay in discomfort long enough to create something meaningful. Balance will tell you to escape that discomfort. Focus will demand that you stay. Deep work is not glamorous. It is quiet, often difficult, and requires discipline. It is the hours you spend learning when your mind wants to wander. It is the commitment to finishing a project when you feel tired. It is pushing your thoughts further when distractions are begging for your attention. Deep work is uncomfortable because it requires sacrifice. You cannot multitask your way through it. You cannot balance your way around it. You must give yourself fully, and that means other things must wait. Most people avoid deep work because they confuse discomfort with danger. They feel resistance and think it is a sign they should stop. But resistance is not danger, it is the beginning of growth. The brain resists deep work because it is easier to stay shallow. Checking messages, browsing the internet, flipping through tasks, all of that feels comfortable. But none of it makes you better. None of it builds mastery. None of it produces results you can be proud of. Only deep work does. Rejecting balance means you stop chasing the idea of equal attention across everything. Instead, you prioritize depth over breadth. You decide that it is better to go deep in a few areas than to skim the surface of many. Balance says spread yourself out. Focus says dig deeper. Balance tells you to keep life smooth. Deep work makes life meaningful. The discomfort of deep work is what makes it so powerful. When you push past the urge to quit, you strengthen your mind. You prove to yourself that you can endure longer than your feelings suggest. You begin to trust your ability to handle pressure. Confidence is built in those moments when you stay with the work even when it feels heavy. Every time you resist distraction and remain in focus, you sharpen your discipline. Discipline compounds into results. Think of an athlete in training. The real improvement doesn't happen in the first easy minutes of practice. It happens when the muscles are burning, when the body wants to stop, but the athlete continues. That discomfort signals growth. The same is true with your mind. The breakthrough happens after you've pushed through the urge to check out. That is why deep work is uncomfortable, because it is transforming you. Balance doesn't want transformation. Balance wants to keep you where you are. People often wonder why they don't achieve more despite working so much. The truth is, most of their hours are shallow.
They live in constant balance between distractions and tasks. They never go deep enough to create real change. Hours of shallow effort cannot replace a focused block of deep work. 1 hour of full attention can produce more progress than a whole day of scattered activity. That is the difference between balance and focus. The myth of balance also convinces people they deserve comfort all the time. They tell themselves they should not feel pressure, that life should flow without resistance. But this mindset robs them of growth. If you only work when it feels comfortable, you will stay at the same level forever. If you embrace discomfort, you open the door to mastery. Deep work is hard, but it is supposed to be hard. Hard is the proof you are doing something meaningful. Rejecting balance also means rejecting the idea of doing everything at once. You must prioritize. If you want to write, dedicate blocks of time to writing without interruption. If you want to learn a skill, carve out time where that skill is the only thing in your world. If you want to grow your career, focus on projects that stretch you, not on busy work that looks balanced but keeps you stagnant. Deep work requires boundaries. You cannot drift into it by accident. You must choose it deliberately. There is also an emotional challenge to deep work. You will feel restless. You will feel the pull to escape. Your mind will tell you that you deserve balance, that you deserve to step away. But this is exactly where strength is built. If you can stay in the discomfort, your tolerance grows. Each session becomes easier because you train your mind to accept depth as normal. Over time, deep work becomes your standard, not the exception. The rewards of deep work are immense. It gives you results that others envy, but cannot replicate, because they refuse to leave balance behind. It sets you apart in a world drowning in shallow distractions. It builds mastery, and mastery creates opportunity. It strengthens your character because it demands patience, resilience, and self-control. These qualities spill over into every part of your life. Ask yourself how much of your time is truly deep. How much of your energy is spent on focused, uncomfortable, meaningful work versus shallow, balanced activity. If you are honest, you may realize that your balance has cost you progress, that your pursuit of comfort has cost you growth, that your attention has been wasted on things that don't matter. This realization is not to shame you. It is to wake you up. Because the moment you choose deep work, you change your future. Imagine the difference between someone who spends a year living in balance and someone who spends a year embracing deep work. The first person will look back on 12 months of activity, small gains, and busy schedule. The second person will look back on 12 months of transformation, mastery, and significant results. The difference is not talent. The difference is depth. Deep work also brings satisfaction that shallow work never can. Shallow work may bring quick comfort, but deep work brings pride. Pride from finishing something hard. Pride from knowing you pushed beyond your comfort zone. Pride from seeing the tangible results of your focused effort. That pride becomes motivation to keep going. Balance cannot give you. Balance gives you temporary ease, but it never gives you lasting pride. Rejecting balance doesn't mean ignoring rest or health. Rest is not the same as balance. Rest is part of deep work because it allows you to return stronger. Balance, however, means avoiding the intensity of focus altogether. You must rest, but you must also push yourself deeply in the hours that count. That combination creates growth. The world is full of people chasing balance and avoiding discomfort. That is why the world is also full of people stuck in average results. If you want to rise above, you must do what they refuse to do. You must go deeper, stay longer, and embrace the discomfort. You must accept that the path to excellence is not balanced. It is uneven. It is focused. It is intense. So stop trying to balance everything. Stop running from the discomfort of deep work. Decide what matters most. Carve out time for it, and give it your full attention. Stay with it even when your mind begs to escape. Push past the urge to check out. Train yourself to embrace the discomfort, because on the other side of discomfort is growth. On the other side of deep work is the life you want. Your future self is shaped by what you choose today. Will you continue to chase balance and live in comfort? Or will you reject balance and embrace the discomfort that leads to mastery? Choose discomfort. Choose depth. Choose focus. Because that is the path that separates ordinary from extraordinary. That is the path that creates a life you can be proud of.
Chapter 9. Protect your focus from people who demand your balance. Protect your focus from people who demand your balance. One of the greatest challenges you will ever face in your pursuit of growth is not the distractions from technology, not the temptations of comfort, but the expectations of other people. People around you will often want you to balance, because balance makes them comfortable. Balance means you don't push too hard, you don't rise too high, and you don't separate yourself from the crowd. Balance means you remain available for their needs, their pace, their vision of what your life should look like. If you allow others to dictate balance, you surrender your focus, and when you surrender your focus, you surrender your future. Many people are not trying to harm you, but they do not understand your vision. They may love you, but they want you to stay accessible. They may admire you, but they fear that your focus will change the relationship. They may even depend on you for their sense of comfort, and your decision to prioritize growth unsettles them. Their call for balance is rarely about your well-being. It is about keeping you where they feel safe. You must learn to see the difference between genuine care and disguised control. Protecting your focus begins with clarity. If you are not clear about what matters most, you will bend to every request, every opinion, and every criticism. But when you know your mission, you can stand firm. People will ask for your time, your energy, your attention, but you will know what to say yes to and what to decline. Without clarity, you will confuse guilt with responsibility. With clarity, you will recognize that saying no to balance is saying yes to your destiny. There will always be people who call you selfish. When you choose focus, they will accuse you of neglect. They will say you are too obsessed, too narrow, too unbalanced. But selfishness is not giving your energy to your priorities. Selfishness is demanding that others live for your comfort. You are not selfish for focusing. You are selfish when you demand balance from someone else to fit your needs. Remember this when the criticism comes. Protect your focus from voices that try to shame you into balance. Some people want you balanced because your growth makes them uncomfortable. If you focus and succeed, it highlights their lack of progress. It forces them to see where they have settled. So they try to pull you back. They say, "Don't work so hard, don't sacrifice so much, don't take it so seriously." What they really mean is, "Don't outgrow me." You must recognize this dynamic and decide if you are willing to trade your future to protect their feelings. If you want growth, you cannot let their fear dictate your choices. Focus requires boundaries. You cannot give everyone unlimited access to your attention. If you do, you will never have enough left for your priorities. Boundaries are not about rejecting people, they are about protecting what matters. Boundaries are how you honor your mission, your health, your growth. Without them, people will fill your schedule with their priorities until yours are gone. Protecting your focus means learning to say no without apology. Saying no is not easy, especially to people you care about, but every yes to them is a no to your own growth. Every yes to balance is a no to focus. You must weigh those choices carefully. If someone asks you for balance, ask yourself, "Will this serve my highest priorities, or will this dilute them?" If it serves them, commit. If it dilutes them, decline. Protect your focus ruthlessly, because no one else will do it for you. You must also guard against the subtle pressure of comparison. People will look at your unbalanced focus and say, "Why can't you be like them? They seem balanced,
and they're fine. But what looks balanced from the outside may be mediocrity disguised. You cannot compare your vision to their lifestyle. You are not here to be fine. You are here to grow, to excel, to become your best. Protect your focus from the poison of comparison. Focus will sometimes make you feel lonely. Balance keeps you in the crowd. Focus often sets you apart. There will be nights when you work while others relax. Mornings when you push forward while others sleep. Seasons when you sacrifice balance to pursue growth. Some people will not understand. They may drift away. That is the price of focus. Protect your focus anyway. The right people will respect your discipline. The right people will support your mission. And when your results begin to show, they will see why you chose the path you did. Another danger is people who disguise their demands as opportunities. They may present something to you as balanced collaboration. But in reality, it steals your focus. Not every opportunity is aligned with your priorities. Many are distractions, dressed up as good ideas. Protecting your focus means learning to evaluate carefully. Does this opportunity move me closer to my vision, or does it pull me into balance for someone else's gain? If it doesn't move you forward, protect your time. Decline. Protecting your focus also means protecting your environment. The people you spend time with influence your standards. If you surround yourself with people who value balance, you will feel pressured to lower your focus. If you surround yourself with people who value growth, you will feel challenged to sharpen your attention. Choose your environment carefully. Protect your focus by choosing relationships that push you higher, not those that pull you back into average. Sometimes the hardest people to say no to are those closest to you. Family, friends, colleagues, they may not see your vision clearly. They may genuinely believe that balance is what you need. In those moments, you must communicate with strength and kindness. Let them know that your focus is not a rejection of them, but a commitment to your mission. Protect your focus with respect, but protect it firmly. Over time, those who truly care for you will see the results of your focus. They will witness your growth, your confidence, your progress. They may still prefer balance for themselves, but they will respect your path. Others may continue to resist, to criticize, to pull. You cannot control them. You can only control your choices. Protect your focus even if it costs you approval. Approval fades, but growth stays. The truth is, balance feels safe to others, because it keeps everyone predictable. Focus unsettles people because it breaks the pattern. But if you live your life to keep others comfortable, you will sacrifice your own potential. Protecting your focus is about deciding whose future matters more, theirs or yours. If you want a life of growth, your future must matter most. Protecting your focus also requires self-respect. If you don't value your own vision, you will let others pull you into balance. You will agree to their plans, their demands, their pace. But when you respect yourself, you protect your time as if it were priceless. Because it is, your time and attention are the most valuable assets you own. Give them only where they create growth. Think about what happens when you fail to protect your focus. Your day fills with tasks that don't matter. Your energy drains on things that don't move you forward. Your priorities get pushed to tomorrow, then next week, then next year. And one day, you look back and realize you built a life of balance that pleased others, but left you unfulfilled. Protecting your focus is how you prevent that regret. So commit today. Protect your focus from people who demand your balance. Listen respectfully, but choose firmly. Value your vision over their expectations. Build boundaries, practice discipline, and surround yourself with people who honor your focus. This will not always be easy, but it will always be worth it. Because your future is too important to hand over to someone else's comfort. Your mission is too meaningful to be traded for balance. and your growth is too precious to be sacrificed for average. Focus will require you to stand apart, but it will also make you strong. Balance will keep you in the crowd, but it will keep you small. Protect your focus, and you protect your growth. Protect your focus, and you protect your destiny. No one else can do this for you. The responsibility is yours. Choose focus, guard it fiercely, and never let anyone's demand for balance steal what you are capable of becoming.
Chapter 10. Prove to yourself that focus creates lasting fulfillment. Fulfillment is not found in busyness, it is not created by scattering yourself across countless tasks, and it is not achieved by chasing balance. Fulfillment comes when you give yourself fully to something meaningful and stay committed long enough to see it grow. Fulfillment is built through focus, because focus transforms your effort into results you can be proud of. Without focus, your life fills with activity but empties of meaning. With focus, every action connects to a larger purpose, and that connection gives you fulfillment that lasts long after the moment has passed. Many people confuse happiness with fulfillment. Happiness is fleeting. It comes and goes with circumstances. A good meal, a compliment, a purchase, these can make you happy for a while. But fulfillment runs deeper. Fulfillment is the pride of looking back on years of discipline, the satisfaction of achieving what you once thought was impossible, the confidence of knowing you stayed true to your priorities. Focus creates that. Without focus, you never stick with anything long enough to experience the depth of fulfillment. Proving to yourself that focus creates fulfillment requires evidence. You can't just believe it in theory. You have to live it. You have to choose a direction, commit to it, and follow through day after day. The proof comes when you see progress. The proof comes when you see growth. The proof comes when you realize you're no longer drifting. You're building. Every milestone you reach is a piece of evidence that focus works. Every promise you keep is a piece of evidence that focus pays off. Over time, these pieces form a foundation of fulfillment, so solid that no setback can shake it. Think about the opposite. Think about times when you lived scattered and unfocused. You worked hard but felt unsatisfied. You stayed busy, but felt empty. You achieved a little here and a little there, but nothing gave you deep pride. That is the emptiness of scattered effort. That is the frustration of balance. You don't feel fulfilled because you never go far enough in one direction to create meaning. Focus is what closes that gap. Fulfillment also comes from mastery. Mastery doesn't happen in balance. Mastery is the product of years of attention, practice, and learning. When you focus long enough, you get better. You see your own progress, you feel your own growth. That sense of mastery is one of the deepest sources of fulfillment a person can experience. You know you have something valuable to offer. You know your time was not wasted. You know you became more than you once were. Balance doesn't give you that, only focus does. Another reason focus creates lasting fulfillment is that it connects your daily actions to your larger vision. When you live in balance, your days feel disconnected. You dabble in many things, but nothing ties together. Focus gives your life a story. You know why you're waking up early. You know why you're working late. You know why you're saying no to distractions. Every sacrifice makes sense because it serves a bigger goal. That sense of purpose fuels fulfillment. It reminds you that your effort is not wasted, it is building something that matters. Fulfillment also lasts because it is earned. Quick pleasures fade, they excite you in the moment, but leave you empty after. Fulfillment lasts because it comes through discipline and focus. You value it more because you paid the price for it. You sacrificed, you endured, you pushed through resistance. When you finally achieve the result, it carries weight.
You know it wasn't luck. You know it wasn't handed to you. You know it was focus. That kind of fulfillment doesn't fade when circumstances change. It stays with you because you earned it. To prove this to yourself, you must test it. Pick one meaningful goal and devote yourself to it fully. Eliminate distractions. Protect your focus. Commit daily and then watch what happens. At first, it will be hard. You will feel restless. You will miss the ease of balance. But as days turn into weeks and weeks into months, you will see progress. You will feel yourself changing. You will begin to take pride in your discipline. And when the results come, whether it's better health, stronger skills, or meaningful achievements, you will feel fulfillment that no quick pleasure could ever match. Fulfillment through focus also gives you peace, not the shallow peace of avoiding effort, but the deep peace of knowing you are on the right path. You no longer waste time wondering if you're doing enough. You no longer question if your life has meaning. You know because your focus proves it. Every action, every step, every day builds towards something greater. That peace cannot be taken away by setbacks or failures. Because you know the path is right. Balance cannot give you that peace, because balance keeps you uncertain, always spread thin, always questioning if you're missing out. Focus ends the questioning. Lasting fulfillment also comes from contribution. When you focus long enough to build something valuable, whether it's a business, a family, a skill, or a legacy, you have something to give to others. That contribution multiplies your fulfillment. You are not just living for yourself. You are impacting others. Balance rarely creates contribution, because balance keeps you shallow. You never go deep enough to build something of value. Focus allows you to dig deep, create something real, and share it. That impact gives fulfillment that lasts long after you're gone. Focus also strengthens your identity. When you scatter your energy, you feel lost. You don't know who you are because you're trying to be everything. Focus defines you. It gives you a clear sense of self. You can look in the mirror and say, "This is who I am. This is what I stand for. This is what I give my energy to." That identity builds confidence, and that confidence feeds fulfillment. You no longer need outside validation, because your own focus proves your worth. Fulfillment is not about perfection. It's about progress. Focus makes progress possible because it removes distractions and directs your energy. When you live this way, you begin to measure your life not by how balanced you felt, but by how far you've grown. You start to realize that the discomfort, the sacrifice, and the discipline were worth it. Because now you carry fulfillment that balance could never provide. The proof you seek will not come from others. It will not come from their applause or their approval. It will come from you. You must live it, to believe it. You must experience the pride of finishing something you once doubted you could finish. You must feel the strength of keeping promises to yourself day after day. You must witness your own growth. That is how you prove to yourself that focus creates lasting fulfillment. There will be days when you are tempted to drift back into balance. Days when distractions seem easier. Days when comfort calls louder than focus. In those moments, remind yourself of the fulfillment you are building. Remind yourself that temporary ease is not worth the cost of long-term regret. Remind yourself that balance feels good today, but leaves you empty tomorrow. Focus feels hard today, but fills you with pride tomorrow. Choose pride. Choose fulfillment. Choose focus. If you want a life you can look back on with satisfaction, you must embrace this truth. Focus is the path. Balance is the detour. You don't need balance to feel alive. You need focus to build a life worth living. Fulfillment is not found in trying to please everyone, in doing everything, in staying comfortable. Fulfillment is found in choosing what matters, staying with it, and giving it your best. So take this as your challenge. Prove it. Prove it not to others, but to yourself. Prove it by living with focus every day. Prove it by refusing to scatter your energy. Prove it by sticking with your priorities long enough to see results. And when you do, you will carry fulfillment that no one can take away. Fulfillment that is not temporary, not shallow, not dependent on balance. Fulfillment that is lasting, deep, and real. Because in the end, your life will not be measured by how balanced it looked from the outside. It will be measured by how focused you were on what mattered most, and how much fulfillment you found in giving yourself fully to it. Balance will leave you average. Focus will leave you fulfilled. And when you reach the end, you will know you chose the path that mattered.